The Corporation for Public Broadcasting was the topic today at a hearing in the U.S. Senate. Members of an appropriations panel appear inclined to restore cuts to the CPP budget that were made last month by the House. But more than money, today's hearing focused on charges of political meddling by CPB officials tied to the Bush administration. NPR's David Walna reports.
Kenneth Tomlinson is not only a longtime associate of White House advisor Karl Rove, he's also the chairman of CPB's nine-member board of directors. In a short opening statement before the subcommittee in charge of CPB funding, Tomlinson acknowledged the headlines he's been making by looking for liberal bias on PBS and NPR.
I have brought the issue of the importance of political balance, common sense political balance, to the public debate.
Sitting alongside Tomlinson was Patricia Harrison, CPB's new president. Despite having served as a Republican National Committee co-chair, Harrison pledged political neutrality as the new CPB chief.
I am committed to protecting the nonpartisan nature of public broadcasting.
PBS President Pat Mitchell, whose network has come under fire for alleged bias, told the Senate panel PBS strives for accuracy, fairness, and balance.
And public opinion polls verify that the public perceives we are doing it, free of bias and any undue influence from any source.
Not every senator was convinced, though. Alaska Republican Ted Stevens said he was inclined to fully fund the CPB.
I know the system is needed by the country. But I deplore the fact that there's some people within it that want to exercise their political bias in delivering it.
Stevens cited Bill Moyer's tenure as host of the PBS show Now as an example of liberal bias. And CPB board chairman Tomlinson, in an exchange with Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin, defended having paid a researcher to review and politically score the Moyer's program.
I think Senator Stevens hit the nail on the head. No bias. No bias from the left, no bias from the right. If we have programs like the Moyer's program that tilt clearly to the left, then I think it's according to the law, we need to have a program that goes along with it that tilts to the right and lets people decide.
Let me ask you about this clearly to the left bias on the Moyer's show. How did you reach that conclusion? Did you watch a lot of those shows?
I watched a lot of those shows, and I think Mr. Mann's research demonstrates that the program was clearly liberal advocacy journalism.
That Mr. Mann would be Frederick Mann, to whom Tomlinson paid $14,000 to watch 6 months of Moyer's show. In his report, Mann identified several conservative Republicans as liberals. Durbin wanted to know more about the National Journalism Center Mann worked for, whether it was middle of the road or not. Tomlinson said it was tax exempt.
But I think it was regarded as right of center. But the point is, you know, it's like Bob Dylan said, you know, you don't need to wear the vane to see which way the wind's blowing. It was very clear that the Moyer's program was liberal advocacy journalism.
Tomlinson acknowledged he did not notify CPB's board about hiring Mann, and he denied the White House has influenced CPB's policies in any way. After the hearing, the panel's Republican chairman, Arlen Specter, said when the committee meets again tomorrow, he was certain CPB would get all the funding it's requested from the Senate. David Walna, NPR News, the Capitol.